Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday!
Hit that high note. Come on, you can do it.
Woohoo! Oh, happy Tuesday. Woo-hoo! President Zelensky still lives. The war wages on. And, it's all anybody's talking about, Paul. So that is something we're thinking about today. And I just wanted to start. I know we want to talk budgets. There's a lot we got to get to today. But I heard a great thought this morning that I wanted to share with you and our listeners. I did a little Torah study with my rabbi, and he said to me, every time you feel anxious about the war, he said, turn that anxiety, which does not serve you, into a prayer. He said, if you just say a little prayer for Ukraine, for calm, for peace, for good over evil, whatever you do, turn that anxiety into prayer. He goes, You will have a lot of prayer, which is a mitzvah, which is a good deed. And also, you're putting positive energy toward that war into the world. So I thought that was a beautiful message. So anytime you're feeling anxious or hopeless or sad or devastated about what's going on, just say a little prayer, and maybe that can change up your energy. So just wanted to pass that along today.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And a little divine intervention would be great with what's happening. Day 6 of the invasion, biggest land war in Europe since World War II. Don't count out the Ukrainians just yet. And, Jor, I've been thinking about this, too. A lot of talk about cancel culture the past couple of years after Me Too and, you know, a lot of people upset that people are canceled. Actually, it's sort of accountability culture. And we all know we talk about this all the time. Look, you're accountable for your actions as an individual or as a nation state. Russia has been effectively canceled in recent days. At least their economy has been, with breathtaking speed. Economically, now Moscow is facing a financial spiral, essentially shut off from the rest of the world. Will it change Putin's behavior? Putin has blown up a rules-based international order, but if enough Russians feel pain, oligarchs as well as everyday people, there might be regime change. I'm praying that some of his generals gang up on Putin and take him out.
Wouldn't that be a treat? Wouldn't that be a gift?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, Ukraine has become this bloody battleground, and it is a battle between democracy and autocracy. Mm-hmm. Individuals still trying to force their will on people in the 21st century. Not sure if cancel culture is going to work against tyrants like Vladimir Putin. Time will tell, and it is amazing how the world has banded together. The free world, it's one thing we can agree on, most of us. So,
certainly is. A big story locally is about the budget surplus that we have here in Minnesota, which keeps growing. Now, friends, this is a good problem to have. So we won't complain about having extra money floating around, but it is a good conversation about what to do with it. So I know some of you chimed in with Vanita when she had the governor on this morning, and we want to keep that convo going. What should we do with the budget surplus? Our phone number to text is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We are going to be taking live calls at 3:35 after we speak with Representative Barb Haley, Republican from District 21A, and she's also the minority whip. We're going to chat with her at 3:35, and we'll also take your calls and texts on that. But as we mentioned, Governor Walz was on this morning, and he told Vanita about why he wants Minnesotans to receive checks.
There's many things we need to do. I've also proposed permanent tax cuts, making sure they're targeted at the working class, making sure that we're reducing the cost of things like child care and health care. But I think what we need to understand here is, and this is not the federal money, there's another $1.2 billion of the federal money, so it's actually closer to 10.4. But what happened here is corporate profits are up and people spent more. So it's not as if tax rates went up or people were taxed more on their income. That's not the case. What we've seen is that there was more spending, more corporate profits, so they paid their fair share in. And so with that being the case, though, I think you're always trying to strike that balance. Is the services you get for your taxes, roads, bridges, schools, safety, those types of things, we need to make sure they're balanced out. So I think, you know, listening to the comments, it's been my approach on this. We can do all of these things. We can get checks in the hands of people to reduce the costs that we're seeing with inflationary pressures. We can also do some long-term tax cuts for folks, and we can invest to make sure that our education system is strong, roads, bridges, those types of things. So this is a good position to be in, and I think there's more agreement than there should be differences. It's just that not everybody's going to get everything they want, but there's plenty of room here to make sure that costs of things for Minnesotans, I get those checks out, get the hero pay out, pay back the unemployment insurance fund. We've got the strongest rainy day funds in state history. This is a good news story.
Yeah, and how about some money for the workers on the front line of COVID-19? All the people that showed up and got stuff done over the last 2 years. But so Governor Walz wants to send out one-time checks, $500 per person, $1,000 per married couple. Is that enough? Should there be more consideration to possibly lowering Minnesota's state tax rate? We rank sixth in the nation, Jordana. Overall tax burden, the proportion of total personal income that residents pay towards state and local taxes. And yeah, we have to fund childcare. Yes, we have to fund education. None of that is optional. But with $9 billion, is this an inflection point where we say, you know, maybe we drop the state rate a little. Maybe it will attract more companies to call Minnesota home. And
I'm all for that.
I don't know.
But I also appreciate anytime I go for, I grew up in New Jersey where we have fewer nice things than we have around here. I love New Jersey. It's my home state. It's great. I mean, this is my home state now. I've been here 20 years. But when I walk around the lakes and I see the services that are provided by the city, how clean everything is, how well cared for everything is, the amazing public education my children are getting, I am really grateful of so many things that we have here in Minnesota that, yes, tax dollars do pay for. Look, there's a surplus. Sure, I want some of it back. I help pay for that. Absolutely. I think he should send it back. Yeah. So, yeah, right now that there's a surplus, yes. But I also appreciate where my tax dollars go, and I notice them almost every day living in Minnesota. This is a great place to live.
Yeah, you're right. When you go somewhere else, you realize how good we have it in Minnesota. And there's a phrase for that. It's cliche, but it's true. Quality of life.
That's right.
We do have, this is the place you want to raise your kids. I just want to make sure this is the place people can afford to retire.
Right.
And they don't feel like they have to move out because we're taxing Social Security. Anyway, we'll keep that conversation alive. But text us right now, 651-461-9226. When we come back, Tim Lammers with What to Stream.
Joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
I might have a story. Her name is Anna Delvey, or Anna Sorokin. No one's sure. She's either a rich German heiress or she's flat broke. The charges are insane.
Anna committed real white-collar felonies while posing as a socialite in an attempt to steal millions of dollars.
Hi, Anna. I just had some questions.
I have a question. What's you wearing? You look poor.
Yeah. Except for the accent, I'm really enjoying this show. Inventing Anna on Netflix, starring Julia Garner and Anna Chlumsky. She's from Veep, and she's amazing. And so are you, Tim Lammers. And I hope you like this as much as I do.
I do, and it's a very weird accent. It reminds me of Bronson's Pinchot in Beverly Hills Cop. He was Serge, remember? It's just so weird.
Yes. What is that accent? It's just
fascinating, isn't it? You kind of hang on every word. You know what? You know, as it turns out, because this is a real life deal we're talking about
really?
Here.
Based on a true story?
is her real name. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
And she's German.
I think it's
and
been embellished.
Something, yeah, she's German and something else that's not so fashionable these days, Russian. And
yes,
it's an amazing story about how far a wannabe socialite will go and the power of persuasion she has over everybody. To the tune of $275,000, you know, but the thing is, she's swindling high society folks, you know, so, you know, you watch them and these snobs, it's like, oh, God, it's just gross all around, you know. I almost liken it to, and I don't know if either Paul or you or Jordana have seen the Tinder Swindler.
Just saw it also, this past week. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also on Netflix.
Very troubling.
It's almost the same sort of story, except for with that situation, you have, you know, normal everyday people being swindled by this guy, you know, to the tune of about the same amount of money, of about, you know, $250,000 or so. And you know, but he convinces women who are desperate to fork over their money to him and do the same sort of thing. So, you know, it's funny. It's almost like a companion piece in a sort of way. But it is a fascinating series. And I have to tell you, Paul, I think probably the reason you started watching it, too, is because of somebody who is quickly rising to become one of my all-time favorite actors, Julia Garner from Ozark.
Yes.
She is phenomenal.
She's amazing. She is amazing. And look, it's fun when rich people get swindled. It's a little like Robin Hood.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Stealing from the rich.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact that this con, she's basically a well-dressed grifter, right?
Yeah.
Mooch. And it just goes on month after month in hotels. And, oh, the wire is coming and my rich father's trust fund, it'll all be covered. And people believed her. And it just went on and on. It's just staggering to me.
Because early on, too, I mean, the jig is up early on. She's caught, more or less. And yet she still manages a way to talk herself out of it. It is just amazing to think that this ever could have happened. Jordana, start the show.
Okay.
I mean, if you saw the Tinder Swindler, you won't be as incensed as you were watching the Tinder Swindler. Because, you know, those poor women that got scammed there. Here, again, like Paul was saying, you don't want to come out and say it, but these rich muckety-mucks, you know, they almost have it coming to them. They're so, they breathe different air than we do, you know.
Right.
So, fascinating stuff. That you know, and that's the great part about, you know, when you have a bevy of streaming services or whatever, more opportunities for more different sorts of programming. And I'm glad that they found this story because it is fascinating. And a little side note I should note, apparently Netflix paid Anna Delvey some money for her the rights to her story, but it was blocked by the court because of the Son of Sam law, which prevents people who perpetrate crimes on others to benefit financially from it in any sort of way. So that's just a little interesting side note for that. But yeah, they pay a swindler money to tell her story.
Well, see, that's like interesting.
They're being swindled too.
I watched the Tinder Swindler and it was disgusting. And that guy got caught. He didn't have to pay back the money though, but my kid just sent me this she saw on Instagram that says the Tinder Swindler signs with Hollywood agent, wants his own dating show because he's out of jail. And
it's terrible.
But hopefully he won't be able to make any money off of it.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if it's spoiling too much here, but, you know, you can look it up and read about the guy. He didn't do a lot of time, if any.
No.
And he got back out there and started doing the same thing over and over. Such of a brash SOB, this guy. Hateable.
So awful. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next one. But you should watch that too, Paul, because that was a good one. This is a Hulu original movie called No Exit.
Honestly, what are we doing here?
I told myself the same thing. Rehab doesn't work. But
excuse me, Darby. Phone for you.
My mom is in the hospital. I have to leave.
Darby, you know the rules. You leave and you're back in jail.
Okay, whatever it is, I'm afraid already. So what's the story?
Oh, it's really a nail biter. It's on Hulu. It's about this woman doing time in rehab, and you heard, if she leaves, she's back in jail. She gets a text that says, you know, her mother is desperately ill in the hospital. She decides to break out of this place and steal a car to go see her. Then I started thinking about Paul Douglas, because they drive into this huge snowstorm. I mean, this thing is wicked. And she's instructed by some people, it's in this mountain area, that, okay, go stay in the visitor's lodge. There she encounters four strangers, okay? When she takes her phone outside to try to get a signal, because, again, it's in a desolate place, no cell signal, no exits, you know, they can't take any, they can't drive anywhere, she hears some screaming, and in the back of a van is this young girl all gagged and tied up. So now it's up to her to, A, figure out of the four people who is responsible, and try to ferret out a way to get whoever is responsible to kind of give themselves up in a way. But things become a little bit more complicated than that. Great acting from a cast that I really don't know a lot about, apart from Dennis Haysbert, of course, David Palmer, the president in 24, and Are You in Good Hands? You know, Mr. Allstate himself. Terrific actor, and so, but you really don't need a huge cast to attract you to this story, because it is one of those deals where you're paying attention every minute, because it is really gripping.
Okay.
Sounds terrifying, but okay. But gripping, like I'm going to not sleep at night, or gripping like I can watch it with the kids and we can all figure out who the bad guy is?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And the thing is, though, you know, it doesn't take as long as you would think it does, but then the story becomes more and more complicated. Oh. Now, for your sake, Jordana, things get kind of bloody.
Ooh.
Okay? Because eventually the criminals are ferreted out, and they have guns, people resort to different weapons to survive, so it gets kind of bloody. So I will warn you about that. But again, as far as a gripping tale of, I guess, it's a mystery in a way, because you're trying to figure out who's responsible, it really does keep you hanging.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're wonderful. Thanks always for joining us. Tim Lammers, brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant. You can find Tim Lammers on all his social channels. Just search Tim Lammers. Always good stuff. We'll talk to him again on Friday. Is it
Friday?
How do I not know this? How long have I been doing the show?
This?
10 years?
Where am I?
How do I not know
Where
this?
Where am I?
Yeah. When we get back, let's talk budgets. Representative Barb Haley, the Minority Whip, will join us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
$9 billion and a little bit of change, that is our budget surplus. So what do we do with it? Yes, we're going to talk to a lawmaker in just a moment, but we asked what you want to do with it, and you answered. Let's see, regarding the surplus, tonight I'll pay $8 to watch my son's basketball game. I'll hand the seller a $20 bill. If I walk away forgetting to receive my change, I hope the person would call and stop me, then hand back the $12. In no way would it be okay for them to start looking around and deciding who needs it more than me. It's my money. Give it all back. So there you go. There's an analogy.
I like that.
Hayden says, the governor is right on track. Give some back. Improve things that need more spending. And yes, cut taxes for the middle class and the elderly. Not everybody is going to be happy, but maximize the happiness that you can spread around. Some people are saying cut Social Security taxes. Do not tax Social Security. Some say give it to the teachers so they don't go on strike. So lots of different options here.
Yeah, you ask 10 people, you're going to get 10 different results. And I'm all for a rainy day fund. The good times don't last forever, and keeping some money in escrow for hard times ahead sounds like a good idea. But is it time for structural reform of Minnesota's tax rate? Is that even possible? Again, at the top of the show, we mentioned Minnesota is the sixth highest tax state in the nation, behind New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts and California. So we wanted to reach out. Governor Tim Walz was on with Vinita Sakkar this morning on the morning news. We reached out to the GOP and Representative Barb Haley from southeastern Minnesota, District 21A, and the minority whip answered the call, and we're happy to have her on with us on CCO. Hello, Representative.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
What should we do with that that surplus of 9.3 billion?
It's a pretty staggering, yes, billion. Thanks for adding the B. It's a pretty staggering number for Minnesotans to wrap their heads around. I love the comments that you shared from average citizens. That money needs to go back to the taxpayers. Government is funded by the taxpayers, by the small business owners, by the farmers, by all of us through our income tax, sales tax, gas tax. We've got a couple proposals that we've advanced. The Senate advanced a proposal to cut income taxes last week. We also are very serious about wanting to eliminate the Social Security income tax. I think one of your callers mentioned, you know, Minnesota is one of a very few states left that still taxes Social Security income. And we hear every day from seniors that, you know, they're struggling with inflation. Everything's going up, you know, gas, food, their energy bills. So that's something real that will make a significant impact. We should get rid of that fundamentally, just eliminate the entire Social Security income tax.
Representative Haley, it's Jordana. Thank you for joining us. Have you calculated how much that would be if we gave it all back per Minnesotan?
I believe on the Social Security income tax, it's about $1 billion.
Okay, but what about just this surplus? Are you proposing that we give it all back per person?
Yeah, the entire surplus. I have not calculated that, Jordana. No.
That would be a nice boon. That would be probably more than the $500 the governor wants to give us. Is that right?
I think it would be more than that, right?
Okay.
You know, we're looking for, you know, long-term reform to our tax code. You know, as you said, we are the sixth highest tax state in the nation. You know, in all categories, you know, we rank in the top 10, and that's not where you want to be. It's an expensive state to start a business in. It's an expensive state to own a farm and run a family farm in. It's expensive to retire here. We need to significantly change that. And this isn't our first surplus. You know, we've run other budgets with surpluses. So, I mean, that tells us this is kind of a systemic problem. Somebody also mentioned the rainy day fund. The rainy day fund has almost $3 billion in it right now. So we have a fully funded reserve and rainy day account as well. And additionally, we even have federal money from the ARPA funds, the COVID federal dollars. We still have money sitting there. So we have plenty of resources to meet our needs, and we need to send this money back to the taxpayers.
Representative, I'm just curious, do we have, and I respond to data and evidence and best practices. Is there data showing that companies are not moving to Minnesota because of the Minnesota state tax? I have friends who've started companies, they've done well, and they leave. They don't want to stay in Minnesota, and it's a loss. And I worry about other startups, entrepreneurs looking at maybe Austin and Denver and Seattle and then getting to Minneapolis, St. Paul or St. Cloud and saying, well, you know, the tax burden is just too great. Do we have data proving that some companies are shunning Minnesota because their taxes are so high?
That's a really great question. I can't give you a number on today's call, but we hear that all the time. In my own community, a border community of Red Wing, I hear from small business owners, whether it's, you know, a butcher or the plumber, they can just go across the river and house their business in Wisconsin and still serve Red Wing residents. Because not only is it cheaper, but it's easier. We are a hard state to do business in just with the amount of regulations we have. And the process even to start a new business here, when you mentioned entrepreneurs, we do not make it easy.
And just to be clear, Representative, the governor is recommending we give $500 per person back with the surplus. What is your suggestion to do with the surplus?
I don't agree with the $500. Not that I don't want people to get their money back, but that's a short-term fix. And frankly, it's a little bit gimmicky to me. That barely covers the cost of inflation that families are facing. Like I said, food's gone up, gas has gone up, their heating bills have gone up. That's a gimmick and it's a one-time fix. I would prefer eliminating the Social Security income tax and doing income tax reform across the board so that all Minnesotans can benefit. And frankly, if we do that, it'll make a bigger difference to lower-income Minnesotans than a one-time check.
Okay, so no payments right now, but a reform for our tax code.
Yes.
Representative, is there bipartisan support? Are you sensing any support among your DFL colleagues to lowering taxes, any kind of a structural change that would make Minnesota a more affordable place to live and invest in and attract new companies, new talent? Is there growing bipartisan support to do more than just a one-off, here's a check, thank you very much, and maybe a, more of a structural tweak to the state tax system?
Well, I can give you two examples right now of things we're discussing this session that have bipartisan support. One is paying off the deficit to the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund and restoring that fund to SALT-D. That has bipartisan, bicameral support and even has the support from the governor's office. It's the House DFL majority that right now is holding up that proposal. And we've got a time clock ticking because that tax increase will be effective March 15th if we don't do something now. So that's a good example and a unique opportunity where we all have come together to address a tax problem that will impact every single business in the state of Minnesota. Another one is our reinsurance program, which has been nation leading and has helped keep individual insurance rates down in Minnesota. We have, we're just hearing that, as a matter of fact, this afternoon in the Commerce Committee, which I serve on, and that has bipartisan support. Those are two things that we should be able to accomplish this session.
All right. Representative Barb Haley, District 21A Minority Whip, we sure appreciate you coming on CCO to get your perspective. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You bet.
Our phone number is 651-461-9226. What do you think we should do with it? Governor says $500 a pop, $500 a person. Representative Barb Haley says just reform the tax code so we don't pay tax on Social Security and it lowers it for businesses. What do you think? 651-461-9226. We will take your calls in the next segment.
I think we should dome the Twin Cities Metro. But that, I think that's just one of many good ideas.
Dome
just
it.
Put a big damn dome right over the metro.
That would make it
with
too
a retractable
easy.
Roof.
Now 70 and sunny every day. That'd make it too easy for you.
Well. All right. Some stuff that made us chuckle when we come back on CCO.
That's some Bon Jovi, which I love. But if you hear Rod Stewart bumper music, that means we are giving away tickets to the concert and a chance to be in the grand prize, which is dinner. A night at the St. Paul Hotel and dinner with me and handsome husband. That is part of the prize. I'm not kidding. You have to go with us. So,
you're such a groupie.
Rod Stewart bumper music, when you hear it, you're going to be the 10th caller. It's happening at some point during the show. So, hey, maybe you'd spend some of the money if you got some back from the budget surplus on Rod Stewart tickets. That's what the question we're asking today. Steve from Ham Lake, what should we do with the money?
Well, I'd like to see about a half billion go back to the business owners and rebuilding Lake Street for the unnecessary riots that we endured back in the summer of 2020.
I like it. I like it. Rebuild Lake
Good
Street.
Advice.
Great idea, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Tim's in Nisswa. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Jordana. Hi, Paul. I would like to see the state create a training and compensation for jobs that we have a very hard time filling. Nurses, police officers, teachers, where much like the military model, they commit to a certain amount of service in years, and the military pays their education and pays them a salary along the way. And in the case of the state of Minnesota, they should guarantee a number of years of service. By the way, there are currently two states very successfully doing this with their teaching corps. I understand Representative or Senator Gazelka recommended something similar for this just for law enforcement, but I think we're missing the boat. We have the opportunity with this money. We could become a national leader instead of echoing the same problems every other state is echoing. We have the money to do this. We could set it up, and it would benefit the state of Minnesota.
All right.
Tim in Nisswa.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Rob in Minneapolis, how should we spend the surplus?
Hey, guys. Paul, you hit it on the head. We got to figure out how to keep companies here to keep continuing to get a surplus. You asked about companies that have left here. My wife's last four employers. Abra Auto Body and Glass, now in Dallas, Texas. Mosaic, a spinoff from Cargill, now in Tampa. Yeah. And the former CEO, Fritz Corrigan, who was born here 40 years, lived in Minnesota, had an op-ed piece that he put out that said, the problem isn't everybody's worrying about the money these companies generate. It's what they generate for being here. His 100 employees that all made at least 150 plus or above as senior executives, between property taxes and just employment taxes, it's $5.7 million. It makes no difference what the company does. That's just because they're here in Minnesota. When those companies leave, we lose all that.
Wow. Rob, yeah. Thank you. Right. I appreciate
Good
the call.
Good point, Rob. Thank you.
Voice for business. Kim in Big Lake. Kim, what should we do with it?
Well, I think first thing you have to do is make sure that the seniors aren't paying any Social Security taxes. They've already paid tax on that money, so it's a tax on top of a tax. And there's no need for that, especially when you have that much money. The other thing is that you need to spread some of this money around the various programs. Priority should be given to veterans and the elderly, nursing homes and whatnot, and then the preschool kids. And then give some money back to the folks that have some coming.
There you go.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have 1 minute
right.
left. Let's go to Paul in Oakdale. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, I just think you should give it back to all the taxpayers that they've embezzled it from us. So they're overtaxing us. They need to give it back to the taxpayers and the taxpayers only.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Paul in Oakdale. We appreciate that. We're going to keep the conversation going. Give us a call. Tell us what you think or send us a text. 651-461-9226. We'll keep the conversation going throughout the day. Yesterday, we had a poignant conversation with a couple of former Ukrainians, and it just tugged at our heartstrings. We want to give you a little bit of an update on that, and if you missed it, we'll explain exactly what happened yesterday and what the need is. That's coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.